District 3, and this particular piece of legislation that is proposed and before you, the main intent here is to create an exemption classification for motor vehicles. Under Title 29, the municipalities are required by law to have an ad valorem tax upon motor vehicles. There is one exception, and that is Juneau. They were grandfathered, so they do not have to do it. In the city and borough of Sitka, what we used to do is have a motor vehicle inspection. There was a lot of concern at that time about the condition of the cars on the road, and we tied it in with the city sticker, and then they came in and got the sticker and paid their tax upon the automobiles. The city and borough of Sitka then dropped the motor vehicle inspection, and they were attempting to also do away with the tax upon the ad valorem tax upon the vehicles, when the state statutes indicate that by law it's required. So we found ourselves in a situation that the amount of tax that we would be collecting would be roughly the amount of tax that would be expended in the administration of the program, you know, to issue these things. And we felt that we didn't want our taxpayers in Sitka to see that what we were doing is simply hiring a tax collector and a few administrative people. And we thought, well, then maybe we should let the state do it. Well, the problem is that the state of Alaska, I believe they collect upwards to 10 mils on automobiles, and at that time we were using only 3 mils. So there'd be a substantial savings to the city and borough of Sitka if we continued it itself at 3 mils, but at the same time it didn't make administrative sense because what we were doing was a lot of paperwork that really wasn't helping anyone. It certainly wasn't our intention to gather revenue off of this. It's just a one-line change in that section that classifies and exempts, or partially exempts, motor vehicles. Last year we exempted business inventory taxation, and I had just a one-liner, but it was felt that it would be in the best interest to put that whole section in there and keep it under that section. So with this, if this was accepted, Mr. Chairman, what would this do? It would allow the municipality to collect their own tax if they'd like. It would allow the state of Alaska to collect it for them, and whatever millage the state of Alaska, you know, had on it, and reimburse the municipality back. Or allow a municipality to partially exempt or completely decide that that is not a tax mechanism they'd want to use. Not that should the time come for other desires to raise revenue that they couldn't go back to this. And it's just an option that many people and some municipalities felt that they would like to have.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Bright.
Do you know how many other municipalities there might be that might be interested in getting this change?
Representative McBride, I'm honestly not sure. I've had very little indication on it. Others, and I've been talking to the state assessor back here, and he said that most municipalities see no objection to this, but I'm sure he'll be testifying. But no, I couldn't list them all. It's just a peculiarity.
But you do know that there are some.
Yeah, it's just a peculiarity that occurred in Sitka where it just didn't make sense. We're shuffling paper and creating a couple positions. We'd have every right to have an angry public for doing that. And then at the same time, the municipality didn't want the state to do it on their behalf because what they would be getting would be more than what our intentions were, and that was not to be used as a source of revenue, per se, at that time. Our main concern at first was vehicle inspection, make sure it had two lights and everything worked. This was our intent for public safety. We had started it.
Any further questions? I thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to also say that Representative Rocker is also in attendance. Mike, is that Worley? If you'd state your name and position, please.
Yes. My name is Mike Worley. I'm the state assessor out of CNRA. We don't really have a lot to testify to. We'd like the committee to know that we did poll a few of the municipal assessing offices. We found absolutely no objection to this bill whatsoever. We can see no problem with it, and we think it's a good bill. I think it's going to be a very smooth path it'll follow. I can't imagine anyone will object to it. It just offers one more option and a very non-objectionable one.
Any questions? Seeing
Well, I might ask you, do you know of other municipalities that might be interested in this, and
We've heard several municipalities talk about being interested. We haven't seen any real movement. We haven't heard anyone discussing it seriously. I suspect that if and when this bill is passed through and is signed into law, in the event it is, that there will be some more serious discussion regarding it. The problem always with the assessment of automobiles is that it's a tremendous problem to try and keep up with them and so forth. And it's a big headache, and municipalities typically want to figure out a way to get rid of the headache. And Representative Grusendorf did an excellent job of summing up what exists now in the state. There is the state-level registration tax, which many municipalities have opted for, but it's not really an ad valorem tax. It's a sort of, you know, in-between kind of animal. Anyway, some municipalities do like that, and they have that option. And as I say, this just offers one more option. And it's simply a matter of shifting the tax base, and if people want to shift it from basically from motor vehicles to houses and stores, then that's what will happen.
Might I ask one more question then, Mr. Worley? Would it serve any purpose at all to make a statement similar to that it wouldn't be any higher than what the regular millage tax is? Would that serve any purpose at all?
No, I'm not sure if I follow your statement, that the millage rate would not increase, is that what you're saying?
Yes, like in Sitka's case, apparently they have a lower millage rate than 10,
mm-hmm.
And so they're overcharging on cars, so to speak, if they go with the state's method, the state's registration.
Right. I think that what you're really looking at is one more choice, where if a municipality wants to run in a very tight manner and say, you know, we can manage our money very wisely and therefore keep our millage rate down, they can't relieve themselves of the headache of collecting the tax on automobiles. They're not allowed currently under law to exempt it, so this gives them that choice. I think in municipalities where you do have, I'm not even sure if there is one anymore that collects based on 100% of value, but if you're collecting based on 100% of value and you totally exempt under this optional language, then the millage rate would go up on the remaining tax base because you're eliminating part of the tax base. On the other hand, depending on where your millage rate is right now and depending on what your current practice is, it could be that people will benefit because they're getting it through a state registration fee. It just shifts it from one place to another, basically, as long as that.
Well, I guess what I was asking, it's either all or nothing. That is it, especially if you want to have the state collect your taxes, so to speak. Is there any benefit in setting another rate other than the 10%, the 10 mils that...
The registration fee?
Yeah, if the municipality wanted to set something in between.
I guess the benefit we would see is that someday there might be. I can't really say there is now. You know, I can't really say there isn't. I haven't really thought of it in that way. But you currently have the option of assessing 100% of market value. You do not have the option of exempting. You have the option of the one that's in between. In most municipalities, Sitka has an unusually low millage rate, relatively speaking, across the state. But in most municipalities, the objection to adopting the state registration tax is that it doesn't, the municipality doesn't receive as much in revenues from the motor vehicle. And it's a similar situation with boats and the $5 and $15 on boats, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. So that's the usual objection to it. But in this case, it just offers another option, and like I say, it just shifts it. But it could be, there could be an objection either way, or it could be a situation where it would go either way from higher to a lower tax. Yeah. And this does, you know, it takes it one step further, and it calls for a partial exemption if that's what the municipality wants. So you can solve that problem. So we just have no objection. We think it's a very, very well conceived and well written bill.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Any committee comments?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass House Bill number 537 out with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, so ordered. We also had scheduled House Bill 143, but due to the sponsor's request, we're holding that for a later date. He's working on some things in different agencies which we're concerned with it. On Friday, February 3rd, we'll be hearing House Bill 255, which is the exemption on property. Is it
and personal property taxes from residential property taxes.
Okay. It's House Bill 255, an act relating to the exemption of residential property from the property tax. Okay. Something like
that. You want to know what happened to what?
Okay, and were there any further business to come before the committee? Seeing none, I adjourn. 3:27. Thank you.
When are you going to get